Hi, this is Paul from Bay Church. Thank you for joining us for this podcast. We trust it's going to allow you to live bigger, to live better, and to live bolder. Indeed, Lord, we know where our help comes from. We know it's you, Lord, it's all about you. And help us to recognize you this morning in all things. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Good to have you all with us this morning. I'm excited by that. Is my mic on? Dirk, is my mic on? I can't hear myself. There we go. Thank you. Okay, awesome. Good to have you. Like I said, normally, when you come to church, you expect to leave with something, right? That's why you came. Or did you come for the chicken? You came to hear God's word, and I hope that word of God transforms your life this morning. When you take your car in or your bike in for an oil change, you know, that's what happens. And when you come to church, you're going to get a soil change. So we're here this morning to change the soil in your life, and I'm going to do it by approaching things a little bit differently. Who's here for the first time? Who hasn't heard me before? Oh, I'm sorry. You'll get used to it, okay? This is the way I normally talk. I can't help it, okay? It's painful. Have a chill pill. But the Word of God is true. And the thing is, you know, I recognize this is God's Word. I've always known it. I know it's the truth. And I know it changes lives. And I come to church every week, or I prepare a message every week, and I preach every week with the expectation that everyone who's here will be changed, because it's God's word. It's got to change you. And yet, during the week, you know, I get out there and I hear things and I see things, and I realize, but you know, that person was in church on Sunday, and they didn't change. And then I lay a heavy on myself. I'm like, Williams, are you really called to pastorship? I mean, are you doing this right? I know I haven't changed the word. I preach the truth. So why aren't people changing? I mean, the band prepares and they practice and the servers serve and the word goes out and not everyone changes. And it puzzles me. Why is that? I mean, God's word. It's God's word. It's got to change you. So why doesn't everyone change equally? So that's what today's message is about. But let's rewind the clock a little bit. Who enjoyed playing in mud as a kid? Okay? Well done. We all played in mud. Some of you ate mud. We can see that in your life today. But we all enjoyed mud. And as you go about, you realize if you want to like draw in the sand with really watery mud, you need a certain type of texture. If you want to build a house, you need a different type of mud. If you want to do clay lot, you need clay, you know. And there was different types of soils we used to play with. I didn't have toys. I played with the soil. Different types of soils as you wanted to play. And then you come to the realization, but if you apply that to people, there's different types of soils sitting here today. And I want to talk to you about Matthew chapter 13 from verse 1 to 23. And I'm not going to read all of it to you. I'm going to touch down in it. So who bought Bibles? Ah, hallelujah. You can follow me in the Bible. The rest of you are just going to have to listen to this voice. You see, the story goes about a sower who's sowing seed. But it's not about the sower. It's not about the seed. It's about the soil. And we always read and we think about the sower. Meantime, God is talking to you and to me about the type of person we are that is receiving the seed. The sower was good. The seed was the best. But the soil was different. And it says there, some fell along the path. Okay? And this, when you got to understand, those parcels of land they used to form were quite close to each other. So you had to walk between someone else's lands to get to your piece. And wherever they walked between these lands would be hard pathways. And you know how it looks when you can even walk in the bush. You can fly overhead. You can see where people have been walking on a fairly regular basis because it sits in the sand, but it grows hard. And this is what Jesus is saying. Some of the soil, the seed is falling on that pathway. And that pathway is hard. Okay? So this relates to some of you who come in here and the word goes whing, in this ear, spins around because it's empty in there, and out the other ear. Okay? And nothing happened to you. Because you're like a pathway, you're hard. I don't know what happens when that soil, that seed hits that soil. It like lays on the surface and the birds come and they eat it up. It's typically the guy who's sitting here right now thinking, yes, I wonder if the chicken's on yet. Okay? Or, man, I don't feel so good this morning. I hope this guy doesn't cackle on too long. I want the chicken. You know, it's the guy who's yawning, dozing off, thinking about other things. Any of those hard path people here today, don't put up your hand. Please don't put up your hand. Okay? But we've got many of these. But what happens if you don't take God's word seriously when it's preached? You're sort of depositing, wasting God's seed. And the devil's happy to steal that seed. He's happy to take away God's word. And in the New Living Translation, it says it like this: the devil takes the message from their hearts and prevents them from believing and from being saved. So as long as you got that attitude when you come in here, or when you're in a Bible study group, or when you're reading your Bible at home, I just got to do this, you're not going to be saved. That's bottom line. And that's a pretty harsh thing to say, but that's the Bible saying it, not me. I'm just the messenger. Then some of the seed fell on rocky places. Now these people managed to stay awake in church, okay? These are the fairly good ones. They were happy to receive God's word. Okay? So you're sitting here and I'm talking and you're thinking, yes, this pastor's talking to me today. Okay? And then you walk out of here. And as soon as you get tested, you collapse. Okay? Things smother the word that happened in you because you've got no real roots. There's no foundation in your life. You haven't taken that word and made it yours. You haven't taken it and let it change your life. You've been impacted by it. But as soon as you get out there, the word's gone. And you're the same old person you were before you came in here. And we've all got temptations. We've all got lusts of the flesh. We've all got our likes out there, the things we like to do, the people we like to hang around with. But it's like you've got a superficial faith that's meant for Sundays. And when you're out there, what happened on a Sunday means absolutely nothing. Are there any of you here this morning? Don't put up your hands again. If I ask someone today, except right at the end, okay, don't put up your hands. Okay? Right at the end, you put them up. So, then we get some of the seed that fell among the thorns. So it's people who hear the word of God, but they do nothing with it. They don't accept it. They don't practice it. They don't truly believe it. They're more consumed with life and the worries of life. And it's all about, oh, the economy and the coronavirus and the Stormers. Luckily, they had a buy this weekend. They couldn't lose. And, oh, my goodness, the MotoGP was cancelled. And, you know, my doctor's report and my child, that's like, not performing like they should. And you're so consumed by things, other things, that you got no time for the word of God. And your source of satisfaction comes from things and from people. It's what you own. It's who you're hanging out with. It's how many beers you can drink. It's the babe on your arm. I've got the best, so sorry, guys. Okay. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, those points. Scoring big time. But those things are more important to you than God's word. Okay? You know God's word to be true, but you let all these other things drown it out, cover it over. Now, I don't know about you. As soon as you let something like that into your life, it takes hold of you. We got a little bit lax on our garden because we've been away a lot. So we we had one or two weeds initially. And I think when we went away, they invited all their friends. And then they got bigger. And the bigger they get, the uglier they become. And they start to make the other plants look bad. So eventually on Monday, I decided, gardening day. All 2 hours of it. Okay? My hamstrings could not take bending over, pulling weeds anymore. I promise you, I was in agony. But I had to get in and pull the weeds. Because we had allowed weeds to take hold, it had consumed everything that was supposed to be beautiful in the garden. And it's the same when you, God's word is beautiful, but you let these weeds, these other things take over. And as soon as you allow it to take hold, it's tickets. They spread. I mean, we had some beautiful plants. I failed to distinguish between plants and weeds, so I pulled them all out and I got a, hey, I'm trying to grow that. We end up losing everything if we let weeds consume our life. And God gave a good seed. He gave the best seed. And some of that seed fell on good soil. And it yielded a crop 100 times, 60 times, 30 times more than it would have. That maths to us doesn't make sense. Because one seed should have one plant, and God says, if you allow my word to take hold of you, it will multiply. It will be 100 times, 60 times, 30 times more in your life than what it's supposed to be. But you have to have the right soil. You've got to have the good soil. The seed I've given you is the perfect seed. I planted that first seed 2,000 years ago, and it touched a handful of people back then. Today, it's touched over 2 billion people. Their lives have been changed, but only if you've got good soil, because there's a good seed. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the seed or the sower. It's the soil. It's you and me. It determines how successful the seed will be. And today Jesus has given you another opportunity. He says, today I'm using Paul Williams. That guy that can't pronounce an R. He brays, but his English. He's lost more than just some hair. But I'm using him to sow seed. How's your soil look? What's going to happen when you walk out of here? When you hit the chicken run? Or whatever you hit your after. Kellogg, one of the Kellogg's brothers, said the following. Essentially, all life depends on the soil. There can be no life without soil and no soil without life. He was talking about farming, the wheat for the product. But it's so true of our lives. I remember when I was doing basics, I had a corporal, I think it was Snyman or Skippers, and he always used to say to me, Williams, Jesus, dumb soos grond. Okay? You as dumb as sand. And I'm thinking back then, yes, I couldn't distinguish left and right, and I couldn't keep time, and I got into a lot of trouble. But I mean, I can't be as dumb as soil. Surely not, because soil contains everything that a plant needs to grow. And it doesn't matter what people have said about you or what people are saying to you, you got the potential to be good soil, life-giving soil. You can have a seed planted. The seed can grow. But then you've got to decide today, I'm not a rocky path. I'm not full of thorns and weeds. I'm not this. I'm not that. Today, I declare I'm good and I'm fertile soil. I'm anything but as dumb as soil. Because soil is not dumb. It is good. It is there. It is from God. He changes your heart to receive His word. We had a very sad event recently, the funeral of Marius Geldenhuys. And after the funeral, a couple of days later, one of the ladies posted on Facebook and said, I hope people can say honest things about me after I die. I don't want them to say things, oh, she was a nice girl, she was the life of the party, she was this. I want them to be able to say things, my life is better because of her, she was a true friend, I improved because of her presence in my life. And that statement, that post of hers made me really think. If your time had to come, the type of soil you are now determines what people are going to say about you. They will say, oh, you were cool, you were nice, you were this. One of the people that did the eulogy there said, thank goodness we don't have to lie. We can tell the truth. You need to be good soil so people can tell the truth about who you are. You need to be good soil. Soil that is conducive to growth. Soil that can produce good fruit so other people can receive from you. You need to be that type of soil. Anyone can be bad soil. That's the easiest thing in the world. And anyone can feed people bad fruit. But you receive good seed. And we despise the seed. What Jesus was talking about was the heart of those who hear. He was talking to you and to me. But how does our heart actually look? Some people don't understand the word or don't accept the word, so the seed gets stolen. Others hear the word, accept it for a time, but because they have no root, their belief withers. And when trouble or persecution comes, so does the word of God. When persecution comes, then goes the word of God. Next are the ones who receive the seed that fall amongst the thorns. And it says, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of life choke it, making it unfruitful. The deceitfulness of life. What the life says is good. What the life says you need to be doing. What people say, join me, do this, do that. Let's do. It's deceitful. And it's destroying the soil in your life. And finally, it says, the one who received the seed that fell on good soil, the man who hears the word of God, who understands it. Do you understand what I'm saying this morning? No excuses then. He produces a crop yielding 100, 60, and 30 times what was sown. So you know what I've learned from this? God's word is all powerful. It's got the power to change any life. What I hear from the story is that God sows good seed. But God's seed cannot grow in a bad environment. And that sounds almost sacrilegious. How can you say something like that? Because it's God's word. Yes. But God allows you to determine the soil. And it can't grow in bad soil. It's only good soil. And that is why people come in here and we have to pack chairs out there and it looks good on the surface. But what's happening underneath is what counts. What's happening with the seed. And that is why some people don't change. Good seed, bad soil. As a church, our responsibility is to create an environment that is conducive to sowing seed. And we do that. That's why we put in so much effort. We spend so much time preparing. You can ask the team members. We get hard on some of them because we want to give you the best. We believe in excellence. And we put in a lot of effort. And for some of you, everything we do, all our effort counts for nothing. And we're okay with that. Because for some of you, it counts everything. And we're never going to give up on you. We're never going to give up sowing good seed because we know a day will come like a day like today when you will say, I'm changing my soil. I need a different life. I can't be that person anymore. You see, it doesn't matter whatever we do. What's going to matter is what you do about what you're presented with. God is taking this ball of life and He's placing it in your hands this morning. He says, you decide what type of soil you are. You've heard the truth. Now you decide. I wonder if there's anyone here today. And anyone who's going to listen to this message in the coming weeks, who doesn't want to change, okay? I'm sure all of you want a better life. All of you want hope in life. All of you want to experience peace and true love. Then you've got to change the soil. And that part is up to you. Okay, is anyone here not willing to change? Ooh, God has just got you. You see, if you're not willing anymore for your seed to die, for your seed to be eaten up, for your seed to be strangled, then you're declaring, I'm willing to be good and fertile soil. As the praise and worship team comes back, the problem, people, is not with the word. The problem is not with the delivery of the word. The problem is not with the seed, because it is God's word. The problem is with the condition of your heart. And God gives you the opportunity, and He gives you the power to change your heart. To say today, the 8th of March 2020, I attended a gathering of people, and I came as this person, and I left as your person. I came in here with rocky soil. I came in here as a hard path. I came in here covered in weeds, but I'm leaving today as good, fertile soil. And I want to pray for you. I want to pray, and I want to ask God to take this seed and to multiply it in your life, that this message echoes through eternity in your life, changes you, and it changes your family and people you'll come into contact with. I pray that this seed becomes 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold. That's up to God. But I pray that your life is dramatically changed, and that today you say yes to the sower, and you say, I'm giving you good soil, Lord. Let's close our eyes. And with everyone's eyes closed and heads bowed, if you realize this morning that you are not good, fertile soil, that you need to change, and you've heard God speak to you this morning through His Holy Spirit, I just want you to put up your hand for me quickly. You don't have to keep it up. Just put it up for me quickly. Yeah. So many, so many. Lord, I pray for every person who's put up their hand, and for those who are too afraid to. Thank you, Lord, that there's good, there's fertile soil. We thank you for the harvest in their life. I'm going to ask if you put up your hand. You just repeat the following after me. Lord Jesus, I give you my life. Thank you for your seed. Thank you for meeting my need to become a son and a daughter of the Most High God. Thank you for changing my life. And I pray you now help me to keep it changed, that the seed won't be stolen, it won't die, it won't be burnt up by the sun, but it will produce a harvest that changes my life forever. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us. If you want any more info, please feel free to visit our website, www.bchurch.co.za, or connect with us on Facebook at Bikers Church Garden Route.